Back up them stairs and get washed properly, both of you. Go on.
Hurry up with that bacon, Clary, love. My belly thinks my throat's been cut.
Any more tea in that pot?
Got washed, indeed. I could grow potatoes in the muck round there next.
Make us another pot of tea, Clary, love.
Yeah, well, they're allergic to water, ain't they? Like the granddad.
Yeah, and their dad. When did you last scrub behind your ears?
Get off.
Yeah, pass us your plates.
You're treating us, ain't you? Giving us bacon.
It ain't bacon. It's eggs. There'll be no more bacon till this fine's paid off, I told you.
How about some fried bread?
There ain't enough fat left in the pan.
Mm. A bit of fresh pot of tea.
Well, I think we can stretch to that.
This bottle of sauce on its last legs.
Yeah, well, you know the answer to that.
I could get sick of this.
Yeah, well, you'll be a lot sicker by the time this fine's paid off. There you go, Joe. You know it'll be Lady Day in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
The rent'll be due.
You've budgeted, ain't you?
Yes. Well, I've had to borrow a bit out the rent.
What?
Each month to make up the fine money.
How much?
Just a few quid.
How much?
I had to find it from somewhere. There weren't nowhere else I could take it from.
Look, how much?
50 quid.
Oh, that don't matter, love. We can find 50 quid from somewhere.
Yeah, but...
Don't worry, love.
I've been robbing Peter to pay Paul since January. I just don't know where it's going to come from.
You shouldn't have started dipping into the rent money, Clary, love.
Well, it had to come from somewhere. You're a fine one to talk.
Yeah, shut up, Dan.
How's that?
You go and answer the door then, Dan.
No, you mean?
You answer the door.
Oh, it's always has to be me,
if we start getting into arrears, Eddie, we really
won't. We won't, love.
Well, I don't know where the money's going to come from. He could evict us. He could chuck us out.
We'll find it. We'll manage.
Money don't grow on trees, Eddie. And that's sunk in yet. That's what all this is about.
Listen, when John Peel offers me a contract with Radio 1...
I'm being serious.
So am I. All I needed was a break, and now I've got one. You've got to think positive, love.
You are living in cloud cuckoo land.
Parcel for you. Then some bills.
Right. Get here. BBC. Look at that, Clary.
Oh, my goodness. Look. Oh, Eddie.
I told you. This is it. This is what we've been waiting for.
What's that?
Cassettes? What's he sent you cassettes for?
Those are the ones I gave him.
Well, there's a letter there, look.
Well, read it.
Dear Mr. Grundy, thank you for sending me... Unfortunately, they're not suitable for... Yours faithfully, Pinky. He didn't even sign it himself.
That it, then?
Oh, blimey, woman. How many times have you used these flippin' tea bags?
Number 77's milked all right again.
Good. You won't need to call the vet out to her then.
Vet? It was only a touch of mastitis.
Got this bill from the vet this morning. 358 quid.
Let's have a look.
Dad's not very pleased.
And it's all down to me, is it?
You're the only one that's had the vet out recently.
So I'm in his bad books.
Afraid so.
Agreed. There's Elizabeth going round looking like a wet weekend in Whitley Bay because of Loverboy. Now your dad will be the same because of me. It's one long lap on this farm, isn't it?
Seriously, love, you have been a bit quick to call him. You've had him up here nearly every 5 minutes.
That's not true.
Oh, come on, you called him out to that calf that was coughing only last week.
Morning, honey me.
Oh, hi, you looking for Neil?
Oh, no, it's Ruth I was after, actually. Just passing on my way to work. Mrs. Archer said to come in here. Is it all right?
Of course.
I wondered if you'd be interested in helping with the food at the concert next week.
Me?
Yeah, why not? The audience could form their own wind ensemble if they ate enough of her hot pot.
Ignore him. It's the way he was brought up.
Oh. Do you think you might have time?
A bit busy at the moment with Lamin.
Well, no harm in asking, eh?
Try Usher.
Usher?
Yeah, a bit of a cook is Usher.
Well...
She really?
Actually...
Well, I'll ask Usher then. I didn't realise. Well, better be off. I'll be late. Thanks for telling me. Bye.
Bye. What's up?
Usher didn't make that food last week.
Oh, I thought you said that.
I just assumed she had. Her aunt made it, apparently. Shula told me.
Oh. Oh, well, forget it. Look, about this bill...
You're saying I called the vet too often?
Yeah, basically.
And what about that time before Christmas when your dad went up the wall because I didn't get the vet then?
That just proves the point. If you're not sure when to call the vet, ask. Ask me, ask Bert, ask anyone.
Yeah, fine. That's fine when there's someone around to actually ask. Because there isn't always.
Right, well, if you're on your own, just think it through better.
You what?
Look, you've only been out of college 2 minutes, love. You're bound to make mistakes. No one can blame you for that. Just be a bit more cautious sometimes.
Listen,
look, I don't want to make a big thing out of this, Ruth. Just don't try to run before you can walk, okay? That's all I'm saying. It's not a big deal.
What do I need John Beale for any roast from all his radio programme if he can't hear good music when he's put in front of him?
What's going to him? He's supposed to be miserable.
Sit down and eat your dinner, Jack.
A true artist like me will make it regardless.
What happened to all this money and contracts and being famous you was full of then?
Yeah, you can keep it. When you're coming into money like me, you don't need to soil your hands with work. You're
coming into money.
Eddie, we don't know that yet.
What's he talking about? What's going on?
I've no fancy getting the shuttle up to Aberdeen, Clary, love. Book me a seat, will you?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
It wasn't all bills you brought in this morning.
I read this.
It's from Ralph.
Cousin Ralph. He visited Auntie Hilda in Aberdeen last week. She's sinking fast, and she wants to see me.
Shuffle off this motor quicker, that Ralph. He always did use 16 words when I want to do.
She wants to see me.
What for?
What do you think?
She ain't even speaking to you.
Yeah. So what's she want to see me for, then?
I know it's rotten to say it, but we couldn't half do with inheriting a bit of money right now.
Inheriting?
It's not as if we was being greedy. Oh, it'd save our bacon. Just a few £100.
That house she's got must be worth 100,000. No, 120. 150, I bet.
Yeah, it's a waste of blooming time and trouble.
You what?
You can't go.
Why not?
You're needed here. There's too much for me to do on me own. Besides, what's she ever done for us?
Dad, she's on the way out. She's loaded. Me and Ralph's the only family she's got.
Wouldn't put it past her to leave it all to a cat's home or something daft like that. She was a bloomin' miserable old woman even when she was young. Face like a lemon.
Yeah, well, I'm going any road.
She's asked to see him. It's like a last request. He'll have to go, whether she's leaving us anything or not.
That's right. And you never know, Dad. She might even left you a couple of quid as well as me and the boys.
Oh, yeah, expect so. I'm still waiting for her wedding present offer.
You're all right, lass. You take it steady. That's it. You're okay. Ruth.
Usha.
Hiya.
Come in.
Are you busy? No. Quiet tonight. Just this one at the moment. Her waters broke about half an hour ago. She just needs keeping an eye on. I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, not you and all. Well, in the doghouse today.
Who with?
David.
What happened?
Oh, forget it. I'm fed up of whining. So, come on then. What have I done to you?
You told Susan Carter I was a bit of a cook.
It wasn't me, actually. It was David.
I didn't cook that food I brought up last week.
I know. Shula told me.
And you let him stand there and tell her I'd cooked it.
Why not? You let us think that.
You rotten thing. I didn't tell you because, well, it just didn't crop up. Anyway, Susan's asked me to help with the food for the concert next week.
So how did you get out of it?
I didn't. She ran off before I had the chance to start explaining what happened.
Sorry.
I can't cook to save my life.
Oh, here you are. Hi, Usha.
Hiya, David.
I've been looking all over for you.
I told Bert I'd do a stint in here because he wanted to get off home.
What happened to your lunchtime?
I was busy. Maybe I'd better go. Are you staying? You're busy. Go over to the bungalow and put the kettle on. I'll be over in a couple of minutes.
You sure?
Yeah. David's taking over from me in here. Aren't you, David?
If you say so.
Okay. And you better bring some good ideas back with you about this food for the concert.
Right.
Has she brought some more nosh with her?
No.
You're not sulking because of what I said this morning, are you?
I've been thinking.
Oh, yeah.
I've decided. I think it'd be better if I got a proper wage instead of this 3,000 a year business.
What? Why? The taxman's the only one who'd profit if you took any more out of the business. You know that. We get the house rent free. We get our petrol, milk, fuel and telephone paid for. It's hardly as if we live on the poverty line.
I just don't know whether I'm coming or going at the moment, David. I don't call the vet I'm irresponsible. I do call him. I get told I'm taking too much on myself.
Ruth.
I'm just a dog's body, which is fine. What can I expect? I've just come out of college. I'm lucky to have a job at all. But if I'm going to get treated like a dog's body, I want paying like one. I mean it this time, David. I don't like the system. I work just as hard as anyone else here. Harder sometimes.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, are you going to tell your dad? Or am I?
Morning.
Oh, Mr. Fraser. You're back.
So I am.
Have you been away on business, or...?
Oh, a bit of both, as usual.
Oh. Oh, someone kept ringing for you yesterday.
Really? Who?
Mr. Carwood. He rang 3 or 4 times. Don't know what he wanted, though.
Carwood? Oh, Carwood. Okay, I'll give him a quick ring when I've got a spare minute or two.
The sooner the better, he said.
Sure. And what was that piece of paper you were hiding under the table when I came in?
What? Oh, this. Nothing.
A job application? I thought you were happy working for the estate office, Susan.
Oh, I am.
Feed salesman?
It's not for me.
Oh?
It's for Neil.
I see.
I saw it advertised last week. He's been thinking about changing his job, something a bit less
manual.
Any
more messages for me?
No. Oh, there was this letter. It should have gone to your house, only it came here and I opened it by accident.
What is it?
It's from the builder who did that bit of rendering on your house a few months ago.
Right.
I'd look at it if I was you, Mr. Fraser.
Sorry?
It says it's to be paid within the next 14 days, or else they'll take legal action.
Oh, do they indeed? Well, then perhaps I'd better pay it, Susan. What do you think?
Might be as well.
It seems rather extreme. I don't recall them sending me a previous bill. Oh, well, if anyone wants me this morning, I'll be at Brookfield Farm.
Brookfield?
That's right. I've got some news that might interest Phil Archer.
Spot of bother, David.
We're having a bit of trouble delivering. There we go. The lamb's got his head turned back.
Oh, you need a bit of cord.
I can manage.
Well, it'll only slip back.
It'll be all right.
You might as well.
Okay.
Oh, I'm interfering again, aren't I?
No, you're right. I've got some cord in my pocket. Can you get it out for me? Hands are all slimy.
Oh. Yeah, there you are.
Thanks. Right. Steady. Can I won't be long now.
Yeah, we could do with Ruth for jobs like this. Her hands aren't half the size of yours.
Yeah, Ruth's got enough on her plate. She's been doing her fair share of the lambing.
Oh, I'm sure she has.
Keep steady. That's it.
Did you have a word with her about that bill from the vet?
Yeah.
Good. I'd have mentioned it myself, only I thought it'd seem a little bit less heavy-handed coming from you.
Steady.
I mean, she's got to learn. If I had a pound for every time you called the vet out unnecessarily after you'd left college...
Hang on, Dad. I thought you were really cross about that bill.
Well, I was when I saw it. But she'll learn.
If I'd known you were going to be philosophical about it, I'd have tackled her about it in a different way.
Well, you weren't too heavy-handed, were you?
Well, I tried not to be, but the way she reacted, she was...
Oh, David, I wondered why she'd started avoiding me. I suppose you told her I was livid.
Well, I thought you were. And guess what her reaction was?
What?
Undervalued, underpaid, she wants more money.
Oh, does she indeed?
Look, if I'd known...
Good morning!
What a scene,
Morning! Well, she knows how the system works, and it's not as if she's short of anything. Well, quite the opposite.
I know.
How's the lambing going?
Oh, not too bad. Quite a few twins.
Right, that should be okay. You take your time, girl.
I thought you were away.
I was. Now I'm back. I received your revised offer last week for the Red House farmland. 85,000, is that right?
That's right.
Well, ideally, I was looking for a bit more.
I see.
But, well, it's a decent enough offer. I think we can go ahead on it and exchange contracts as soon as you like.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, well, good. Oh, well, that's marvellous news.
Yep. No, that's fine. 10 o'clock tomorrow. I'll look forward to it. Bye. Wow. I could get addicted to this job, Nigel.
Hmm? Oh, good.
That was the manager of Little Burley Hall in Somerset. Sounds like he's laying on the red carpet treatment for me.
I'm glad to see you perked up a bit.
Oh, Cameron. Well, if he turns up now, someone will have to inform him that I've gone away on business, won't they?
Fad's not telling you he was off somewhere. A bit thoughtless, I'd say.
You know, I might drive down to Somerset tonight. Spend the evening in a cute little West Country inn, eating pancakes all night.
Shall I come with you?
I thought you couldn't afford the time.
I can't. No, just a bit of wishful thinking.
What's that letter you've got?
Read it. It's from the Borchester Architectural Trust.
Who?
I applied to them for a grant for structural renovations. I mean, it's exactly the kind of thing they're supposed to help with. And I was only asking for 3,500. It's not even as if it's the full cost.
Well, why have they rejected it?
No idea. And that's all they've said, what's in the letter.
Do you want me to ring them and find out why?
No. I don't want to look too pushy.
Nigel, you've got to be pushy sometimes.
I don't want to put their noses out of joint. We don't know when we might need them in the future.
Well, I'd want to know if I was you.
Isn't Lord Netherbourne on the committee?
I don't know. I've actually never heard of him before.
I'm sure he is. I suppose I could always ask Caroline to ask him. Oh, I'll get it. Look, you plunk that letter in the filing cabinet under the people who don't like us section. Lower Loxley, Nigel Pargeter speaking. Oh, yes, hello. Hold on, please. Lizzie, it's him.
Tell him I'm... No, forget it. I better speak to him.
Yes, here she is. Hold on.
Thanks. Cameron, what a pleasant shock. Really? Mm-hmm. How fascinating. Tonight? No, can't do tonight. Off on business, I'm afraid.
Yeah, tell him what a rotter he is.
Oh? Oh, I see. Did you? Yeah, well, I missed you. A bit. Oh, all right. What time? Okay. Oh, sure. No, it's nothing I can't wriggle out of. I'll see you then. Yeah. Bye.
Oh, Lizzie.
Looks like I'll just have to drive down to Little Burley first thing tomorrow morning instead.
What's the matter with the Land Rover, David?
Oh, battery's overcharged. Looks like the regulator's gone.
Oh. Well, I've rung Mark. He says he can't really get the ball rolling until he's been officially informed by Cameron's solicitor.
Oh, well, we've shaken hands on it. You pleased?
Yeah, of course.
We'd have paid twice that amount 3 years ago.
Mm. It's not every day 70 acres comes up for sale on your own doorstep.
What does Mum think, then?
She wondered what your granddad would have thought of us expanding.
The place must have changed out of all recognition since he was my age.
It's changed out of all recognition since I was your age. Never mind him.
Right. Sit. Better nip into Borchester and get a new alternator. It looks like we might need a new battery as well.
Have you told Ruth about Red House Farm?
Oh, I've not seen her since breakfast.
Was she seriously asking for more money? It wasn't just part of a silly argument.
No, she's thought it through. She's serious, all right.
Oh, honestly. I ask you to draw a vet's bill to her attention and you come away with a request for more wages. How did she manage that?
Well, I can understand how she feels. I mean, if she was a cowman, she would be getting more money.
Oh, no, she wouldn't. Nobody'd employ her as a cowman. She hasn't had enough experience.
Fair enough, but... Well, anyway, she's not a cowman. She does more than a cowman.
Hello,
Neil.
You haven't got time to pop over to Olive Tree with me, have you?
Why, is there a problem?
Looks like one of the boars is going off its legs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I was... Gonna put him to the sow today. Do you want to come over and have a look at him? See what you think?
I think I'd better.
We got Red House Farm, Neil. Well, the land, anyway.
Oh, well, that is good news. He agreed, then?
Yep, he agreed.
Come on, then, Neil.
All right. Oh, Dad, what do you want me to tell Ruth?
Well, tell her about Red House Farm. And remind her that one day it'll all be yours. And hers.
Why didn't you tell me you were going away?
I didn't know myself until the last second.
A quick phone call?
Look, something cropped up. It was unexpected. I had a lot on my mind. You know what it's like.
I didn't even know where you were.
Elizabeth, I thought we understood all this.
I thought we got beyond that stage.
Yes, you're right.
It's just... Well, something could have happened to you for all I knew.
But it didn't. And I'm here... And I'm sorry. Look, let me top up your glass for you.
I had something planned.
Oh, what?
A little surprise.
What was it?
You'll never know, will you? Is that you making that noise?
I'm afraid so.
So much for keeping your business separate from us.
I'm sorry, I didn't ask for it to ring. Cameron Fraser?
Everybody's looking at us.
Yes, she is. Hold on. It's for you.
Oh.
It's Pargeter. Tell him to make it snappy.
Nigel, hi. Oh, right. Okay. No, that's all right. Look, I haven't got a number on me. Can you give it to me? Have you got a pen?
What?
A pen, something to write with.
Here.
0823. Yeah, 22. Okay. Carol Bolton. Got it. Okay, bye. Thanks. Sorry.
So, you gave the little chap my phone number.
I had to. There was a bit of doubt about one of the meetings I've got on Thursday.
So you really are going away?
I told you.
Well, I thought you were just...
trying to get my own back. No, Cameron. You're not the only busy little bee in the world.
When will you be back?
Friday. I'm meeting various people who run places similar to Lower Loxley. I'm going to dig lots of useful information out of them.
Can I have my phone back, please?
Could I just ring this woman?
I'm hungry. I'd like to order.
Listen, it's a bit noisy in here. I'll just pop into the ladies to make the call. I'll only be 2 minutes. Oh, you order. Start without me. I don't mind.
I've got the kids settled, love.
Thanks.
Anything on telly tonight?
Oh, I don't know.
Isn't that new comedy series on a Tuesday?
No, I've no idea.
Where's the paper?
Wherever it was last time you had it.
I'm sitting on it. Now then. Oh, I'm on the wrong channel.
Here's your coffee, love.
Oh, ta.
Now, shall we get this form filled in? Then we can get it sent off.
No, do it after this.
Oh, I've already filled most of it in. There's just one or two more bits and pieces.
Hey, I forgot to tell you. Mr. Archer's got the land round Red House Farm.
Oh, he said he'd put an offer in. That must have been what Mr. Fraser was going to tell him this morning. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it. I hope they make another series.
I mean, it's funny Mr. Fraser's selling off his land.
Is it? Oh, I don't know.
Shula said she thought it was. Lillian Bellamy never sold bits off.
No?
And do you know what this morning?
Hmm?
There was this bill for him. Came to the office by mistake, should have gone to the house. And there was this letter with it, saying if it wasn't paid within 14 days, they'd take legal action.
Well, he must be short of money.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if he is.
Shh.
Oh, switch it off then, love. We'll finish doing this form.
Afterwards.
No, I know you. You'll doze off halfway through.
Oh, come on, love. I've been working all day. I want to relax a bit.
Well, I'll fill it in then if you tell me what to put. Hey, then you just sign it.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Right, now. Work experience.
Well, I started working for Mr. Archer in, 1973?
Yeah.
Well, that's it really, isn't it?
Oh, no! There's your pigs, and then you had your chickens.
Oh, yeah, you can put all that.
Well, how shall I word it so it sounds impressive?
Oh, I don't know. Just put it.
Oh, I'll have to think about that. Now, what about referees? I've put Mr. Archer, but you need two.
Matthew Thorogood?
Oh, that's a good idea. A doctor and a magistrate, that looks good.
Yeah, I'm bound to get the job.
Neil.
Hey.
Are you actually interested in this job?
I'm watching that.
Never mind the television. Don't you want to better yourself?
No, not just this second. Look, I'm not sure about this job, Susan.
You what? After you had me sending off for the form?
You were the one that wanted to send off for the form. I like my job and my little farm. I like working with pigs. I can't really see myself in a suit and a flashy car. Not really, love, can you?
Yes, Neil, I can. That's exactly what I can see.
He's called Autolycus. But see how good-looking he is.
Mm, who broke him in?
I did. Do you want to get up?
Yeah.
Right.
What sort of prize are we talking about?
Well, he's a Hanoverian cross thoroughbred, and he's won a few prizes. He's not cheap.
Steady.
Ah, he can be a bit boisterous, but you should be able to handle him.
Can I walk him around a bit?
Of course you can.
Walk on, boy.
So what do you call not cheap?
4,000.
Good God.
Try him round the jumps, Debbie. The owners are quite keen to sell quickly and to a good home.
Going abroad, you say?
Thailand, apparently. If you wanted to put in an offer, it'd save them time and trouble advertising.
And what would you call a good offer?
Oh, 3,850.
He's a fine-looking beast. Very well muscled.
Yeah, she looks good on him, doesn't she?
I wasn't anticipating spending that much, to be honest.
Well, it's up to you. He is actually worth what they're asking.
Why don't you have a go on him, Dad?
Me?
I dare you.
What do you think?
Oh, he's magnificent, really is.
Go on, Brian, see what you think.
I think he looks fine from where I'm standing.
Oh, chicken.
Oh, all right, all right. Hold the stirrup for me.
Come on, then.
Ages since I've done this.
Keep him still.
Oh, I am.
All right, all right. Hold the reins, not his mane.
Can I get down yet?
I'm surprised you don't ride nowadays, Brian.
I'm not.
For someone who can't drive, I'd have thought it was a pleasant way of getting around.
Oh, you mean I could have trotted to the Oxford Conference the other week?
No. I meant round the village, round the farm.
No, I don't think he likes me. I'm getting off.
Oh, no, you're not, Harvey.
Very droll.
Do you want to think about it for a while?
Oh, I don't think I need to think about it.
Oh, look, it's Peggy. She's got Alice with her.
But I thought she...
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. You getting down then, Dad?
Yeah. Can you pull that stirrup off my foot?
You shouldn't have wedged it in like that.
I was taking precautions. In case he's got any clever ideas about trying to throw me off.
You know, Brian, I don't think I've seen you on a horse for years.
No. And I don't think you're ever likely to see me on one again, either.
Have you ever seen Daddy on a horse before, Alice? No, doesn't he look funny?
Hi, Gran.
Hello, dear. I won't keep you. You're obviously busy. Jennifer said you were tied up sorting something out about the riding course. Expect they're picking your brains, Chris.
Not this time.
I just thought I'd drop off this catalogue you wanted to see.
Oh, thanks.
Shall I put it indoors for you?
Oh, would you?
If you want to order anything, let me know. Use your routine.
Right.
Sorry to interrupt. Come along, Alice.
Well, what do you want to do about Autolycus?
Let's go away and think about it, shall we, Debbie?
Not a lot of people don't understand it, see, how I feel sometimes. Like I said, they think I was going crackers.
But this therapist bloke says it's normal then.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. You just got to relax when you get this feeling. Now, I gets all tight in my chest as well. Then this odd feeling that everything's going on around me and I'm not part of it, like I don't exist.
You see, that's just the way Susan described it after she'd had Christopher. The doctor said it was her nerves.
Yeah, we just got to relax when you can feel it coming on. Calm yourself down. Nothing like this bad when you understand that it's nothing and just a feeling. Mm.
Point seed when you're ready.
Here, don't say nothing.
I shan't.
Oh. Afternoon, scum. And how are the working classes?
I've been hearing about your inheritance, Eddie. Be able to give up farming then, will you?
Well, you never know.
So when you off up to see your old auntie then?
Weekend after next. Got to finish this contract with Fraser first.
Yeah? How much are you leaving you then? You found out?
We don't exactly know the exact figure as such. Yet.
Yeah, well, Joe reckons she's having you on. She's leaving it to a dog's home.
Well, he would. He's senile.
Getting the shuttle up, I heard.
Ah. Well, I was doing, but I don't fancy it anymore.
Oh. Yeah, when he found out how much it cost.
I've never been one for flying.
And the rest.
How are you getting up, then?
Coach. Clary's booked me a seat.
Ooh, splashing out, eh?
Oh, ho, ho.
The other half do live.
Aye, you'll be the other half soon if you get this job.
What job?
Oh, Susan's had me applying for a job.
Yeah, feed salesman. Company car, starting at 12,000 a year.
Oh, that all. Well, I might still speak to you.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't sure about letting her send the application off at all. It's her that wants it, not me. Still, I let her. I shan't get the job anyway, so it doesn't make any odds.
spending all that money, then...
Who said I was miserable?
Well, no one. It's those little telltale signs on your face, like both corners of your mouth drooping into your wellies.
Listen, if spending money made me miserable, I'd never have married your mother.
So what's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing, darling. Have you got any biscuits?
Dunno. I'll have a look.
He's a fine animal. I'm very happy for you to have him. So long as I don't have to get on him again. But we must see about insurance.
There are these chocolate chip hand grenade things that Kate made in home economics.
Oh, I'll get it.
Do you want to risk one?
If there's nothing else. Home farm? Oh, hello, Chris. Oh, splendid. I'll tell her. No, I'm sure she will be. Oh, thanks very much. Yes, yes, see you later. Bye. Hi. They'll take 3.8.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, thanks, Dad. You get a kiss for that.
Can I have a hand grenade as well?
Help yourself. Oh, that's... Oh, thank you. You know, it means so much more to me than that flashy little car.
No, no, I wasn't trying to compete with him.
Oh, you don't need to. You know that.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
What?
That was almost as bad as her pancakes last night. How's she putting them?
Oh, God, I thought she was joking.
What?
About the washing up liquid.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, murder that child.
Come on, Alice. Hello.
Gran, hi.
Can I leave Alice here now? Jennifer did say she'd pick her up before 4. I've got to start sorting out a few things for the WI meeting tomorrow.
Yes, of course.
Excuse me, would you, Peggy? I've got a bit of paperwork to catch up on.
Oh, righto. I called it a bad time.
No.
I thought I heard laughter when I came in.
Just a joke. Oh, I've got a horse, Gran, the one we were riding earlier.
You bought it?
Well, Dad has.
Oh, lovely.
Mm. Come on, Alice. Get that coat off.
Is Brian all right?
Yeah. Just busy, you know.
Jennifer did say she'd pick her up before 4.
Yes, you said.
Where was she going today? Do you know?
No. Well, didn't she say, when she dropped Alice off?
Well, she said Felpersham.
Well, then I expect she was in Felpersham.
So why couldn't she take Alice with her?
I don't know, Gran. And I don't want to think about it.
Did you manage to speak to Lord Weathermore?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
I hate being such a bore, but if you could just try him again.
Morning, Caroline.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Nigel.
Hello, Mrs. Woolley.
Is Jack about?
Oh, looking for him myself. Let me try his office.
How are you, Nigel?
I'm being a bit of a nuisance, actually, aren't I, Caroline?
Oh, he's not answering. Look, Nigel, why don't I give you the number?
Oh, I'd rather you didn't.
Caroline, why isn't there anyone... Oh, hello, love. You come for the super splash?
Yes, I have.
Mr. Woolley...
Caroline, did you know there's no one supervising the swimming pool?
Yes, I did.
I mean, it's all right at the moment, because there's nobody in, but...
Kathy rang in sick. She's got a touch of flu.
Oh, dear.
And Stefan's had to go to the dentist. Oh. He thinks he might have to have one of his wisdom teeth out. So it looks as if we're going to have to rule him out for the rest of the day as well.
Well, you'll have to supervise the super splash.
Yes, I intend to. I've been trying to find you to ask if you'd mind manning the reception desk.
Of course I don't mind.
Jack, could I have a little word with you?
Yes, love.
In private.
Oh, give me a few minutes, would you, Caroline?
Yes, right.
I would ring him myself, Caroline, but the thing is...
He wouldn't mind.
It might look too official. I'd rather it seem more sort of off the record.
Yes, I can see that. But you can see we're short-staffed this morning.
Oh, just one more quick phone call.
Call back later. Give me an hour or so, okay? I promise I'll try.
Oh, what do you mean? You want me to have a word with Roger?
Talk to him.
Well... What am I supposed to say? I can't just ask him straight out, can I, Peggy? Not really.
Jack, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think.
Oh, look, love, I know you're concerned.
I'd forgotten what it was like having to worry about Jennifer.
We don't know that there's anything going on between her and Roger, do we?
Don't we?
What would it look like if I confronted him with it and it just wasn't true?
She called round again this morning with Alice. She wanted me to babysit again.
I see.
Anyway, I told her I couldn't. She said she was going into Felpersham again, like yesterday.
Ah.
I asked her, I said, why can't you take Alice with you?
What did she say?
Oh, she talked about her going through an awkward phase and how she's an encumbrance round the shops. I haven't noticed Alice being awkward.
But, love, if it was true, don't you think she'd try and be a bit more cautious about asking people to babysit every 5 minutes?
Oh, I know, Jennifer. She throws caution to the winds when she's...
What?
Taken up with someone.
Oh.
Brian seemed so strange when I called in yesterday tea time, like he was avoiding me. And Debbie...
What about Debbie?
It's as if we all know, but no one dare commit the awful crime of saying anything.
I'll tell you what I'll do. He sometimes sits in the bar early evening. I'll just have a little chat with him. I'll ask him... Oh, dear. I don't really know, but I'll think of something.
You found Woodstock all right, then?
Roger, hello.
I hope I've not kept you waiting long.
No. It's a beautiful little town, isn't it?
Perfect.
Have you finished your business with the book dealer?
Oh, yes. Come over here.
What?
Here. Look up there.
What am I looking at?
The town hall. You see the crest up there in the middle?
Yes.
Very faintly on each side, there are two letters. Can you make them out?
No.
C-O. R-A. Can you see?
No.
Very faint. You've got to keep looking.
Oh, yeah. I think, yes, I can see R-A on that side. What does it stand for?
Doesn't stand for anything. It's a woman's name. Cora. The story goes, sometime during the last century, a chap was in love with this Cora.
Really?
But she wasn't having any of it. She rejected him. So, one night, he went and painted her name on the town hall.
How on earth did he get up there?
I have no idea.
I suppose it's quite romantic, really, isn't it?
And it's still there. After all these years.
He must have been drunk.
Only with love.
He could have broken his neck. Who told you all this?
Chap in the bookshop.
So, what happened? Did Cora change her mind when she saw her name daubed across the town hall?
He didn't say.
Is it true?
Probably not. Come on.
Where to?
I've booked a room in the Bear Hotel.
I can't.
What's the matter?
Well, I've got Alice with me. She's waiting in the car.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mum wouldn't take her, and I've asked Debbie too many times.
How is Deborah?
Oh, she's fine. Look, something happened yesterday. It was all a bit silly, but...
What? What happened?
Well, I didn't get back in time to pick Alice up from Mum, so Mum took her home before I got back, and I hadn't bothered to explain to Brian or Debbie that I was going out in the first place.
So?
Also, it all looked a tiny bit suspicious, and I had to make things up. I had to tell more lies.
But you said you often left Alice with Peggy.
Never quite this often.
Perhaps it only seemed suspicious because you were expecting it to be.
You think I'm being paranoid?
If you really thought they knew something, you wouldn't be here now, would you?
Oh, I suppose not. Oh, I don't know. Mum was so off this morning.
What do you mean?
Well, she's got this way of saying no. When I asked her to look after Alice, she said no, like she didn't have any particular reason, just that she knew I was up to something and she didn't approve.
Did she have a particular reason?
Well, she was going swimming, but she...
Well, then.
Oh, I don't know, Roger. I felt...
What? What?
That it was all wrong. I felt dirty.
God. Jennifer, we were married.
I know. I'm sorry. Roger, I wish Alice wasn't here.
It doesn't matter. Look, why don't you fetch her and we'll go for a walk around Blenheim Park?
No, she mustn't see you. She might say something in front of Brian or the girls.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
When can I see you again?
Not until next week. I daren't.
I say, this looks like a lot of fun.
It might be for them.
I wish I brought my trunks.
You're not old enough.
Sorry?
Over 60s.
Oh. So did you manage to speak to him?
Yes.
And?
Look, if you wait a few minutes, I can talk to you in the bar. It's a bit, further. You're going to get awfully wet if you stand here.
I don't mind. I want to know what he said.
You've got to keep your eye on them, honestly. They're worse than a bunch of kids sometimes. Come over here, Nigel.
Oops. It's a bit slippery on the side.
Right. He was glad you'd inquired. He said you should have rung him yourself.
Really?
Pearl for the course, apparently. People often ask why claims have been turned down. Maybe I got more from him.
Why, what did he say?
Did you know that Cameron Fraser was on the committee of the Borchester Architectural Trust?
No.
Well, he is.
So go on.
Have you had any dealings with Cameron?
No. Hardly know him, except, you know, through Lizzie.
Well, apparently the committee were looking on your claim pretty favourably.
Were they?
Oh, yes, initially. They felt it was a worthy project, something they ought to give their blessing to. This is what Uncle said.
So why didn't they?
Cameron Fraser spoke against it.
What? What would he do that for?
Oh, you tell me. Does he know that you and Elizabeth used to be close?
Oh, come on. No one's that small-minded, surely.
I learnt the hard way with Cameron.
I can't think that anyone would let something like that influence a decision. It's got nothing to do with it.
Perhaps I better not say anything else. Anything I say about Cameron is likely to be biased.
I've got a good mind to search him out and ask him to jolly well explain himself.
Yes, well, if you do, be careful.
Evening, Jack.
Oh. Oh, hello, Roger.
Not often we see you behind the bar.
Oh, it's been all hands on deck today. Been a bit short-staffed.
Give me a bourbon, will you?
Oh, just let me change this bottle, hmm? Do you want to sit yourself down in front of the fire and I'll bring it across?
Oh, thanks.
How have you got on today? Where was it you were going?
Woodstock.
Oh, Blenheim. I like Blenheim.
So do I.
Me and Peggy went there last summer. Did you look around?
No, didn't stay long, in fact.
Didn't you?
Been back here most of the day.
Oh, I didn't realise. Right, here we are. Do you mind if I join you?
Of course not.
Ah, thanks. I've been on my feet all day.
Nice to have a spot of company.
Must be lonely, though, driving about the country, visiting these bookshops on your own.
It can be.
Yes. I wanted to have a little chat with you, actually.
Did you?
Hmm.
What about? Have I been breaking the house rules?
Oh, no, no, no. Nothing like that, though. No, it was about, it was about Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Well, Peggy, really. In fact, not about Jennifer as such.
What about Peggy?
Well, she's a bit worried. Well, concerned. Well, just a bit slightly bothered.
Is she? What about?
Well, Jennifer.
What about her?
And Debbie, of course.
Yes, I know it's thrown everyone into something of a quandary, my turning up the way I have.
Well, that's it, you see. That's exactly what I meant.
That's why Debbie doesn't want to see me at home, because she knows it's unsettling, not just for herself, but for Jennifer.
Yes.
And for Peggy, too. I do take your point, Jack.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
It's just so awkward with my work bringing me up here.
Well, it must be.
And I wanted to get to know Debbie properly.
Oh, yes, I know you did.
I can see her occasionally away from home, of course. We go to the cinema or out for a meal.
I see.
You think I ought to clear off? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. Yes. Not exactly. It's not up to me to say that, is it?
I can't, Jack, and it's not just because of my work. It's because she's my daughter.
Ah.
And for one reason and another, I've only just realised how important that is to me.
Jack, is it all right if I... Oh, hello, Roger.
Peggy.
Is it all right if I get off, Jack?
Oh, of course it is, love.
The Women's Institute starts in 10 minutes.
Oh, thanks for helping out. I've just been telling Roger it's been all hands on deck today.
Could you excuse me? I don't want to miss dinner.
Oh, of course. We've a lovely menu today.
As usual. Excuse me, Peggy.
Roger. Did you manage to say anything?
How could I? How could I, love? I'm sorry.
Of course I'm missing you. I was lonely. Thought I'd pop in, have a chat with Nelson. Seems to be having a rather involved conversation with Kenton at the moment.
Oh.
Guess what? Your little friend Nigel's just come in. When are you back? tomorrow. How's it gone? Yeah, hold on a moment. Are you staring at me for a reason?
Have you got 5 minutes?
I'm on the phone.
I can see. I'll wait, shall I?
If you like. Elizabeth, hi. What's on the agenda tomorrow night? Sorry? No, no, it's difficult. He's round the other side of the bar. I can't actually see him at the moment.
Is she asking to speak to me?
You'll see him tomorrow, won't you? Okay. Yeah, and you. Okay. Thanks for ringing. Bye.
Was she asking to speak to me?
Nigel, pull up a glass.
Was she?
Nelson. She wanted to speak to Nelson.
Oh. What for?
I have no idea. Would you like to share this bottle of Nuit Saint-Georges with me?
No, thanks. I can't stop.
What did you want to see me for?
Look, is it true that you spoke against my claim for a grant at the Borchester Architectural Trust Committee meeting last week?
I'm afraid, yes. I felt I had to.
Why?
Oh, there were a lot of applications. Frankly, it wasn't one of the most urgent.
I did hear, until you spoke, most people were rather in favour of it.
Yes, but a lot of them had overlooked the fact that it was the first time you'd applied. Some people have applied many times and they've been kept waiting much longer than you.
Oh, I see.
Keep applying. That's my advice.
Well, thank you for telling me.
Of course, between you and me, contacts are an advantage.
Really?
Yes, it doesn't do any harm to be acquainted with members of the committee and to be on the right side of them.
Oh?
That's right. So if I was you, I'd try and be a bit more cautious about, for instance, ringing Elizabeth on my mobile phone like you did on Tuesday night.
Would you?
Yes. And generally taking up her time when she's not in the office at Lower Loxley.
I see.
Yes. I think you do. I think you've got the picture very clearly now. Haven't you, Nigel?
What's Bert doing, Dad?
I think he's trying to get that ewe to take the lamb.
No, I meant, why is he making that noise?
Oh, he's practising, of course, for the concert.
Oh, is that what it is?
Roy? Roy? Where's that dog gone? Here, come on, get over here.
I ought to start practising as well, I suppose.
Oh, not you as well. The place is going to sound like bedlam.
Oh, I'm not singing. I'm playing the piano.
Oh. Go on.
How's it going, Bert?
Oh, not too bad, Mr. Archer. Mind you, I'm not sure of the words yet. I expect that's with them all being medieval.
I didn't mean the concert, Bert. I meant the ewe. How's she getting on with the lamb?
Oh, don't know yet. Leave Floy in the pen with them for a few minutes. See if she tries to protect the little one or not.
Do you think she'll take to it?
I would have thought so. She'd been letting it feed off her.
Where'd you get that song from, Bert?
Library book. You like it?
Not much.
It's medieval. That's why the words are different, see? You have to pronounce them as they're spout, it says in the book. Thought I'd try and do something a bit different.
Yeah, sounds different, I'll give you that.
Well, I expect something alternative from me, you see, in the village, with me being something of a poet and a performer.
Well, I'm sticking to Mendelssohn's Spring Song.
How's Ruth getting on with that little tiddler?
Oh, she's taking it into the kitchen.
I think she'd be lucky if it pulls through.
Well, worth a try.
Yes, so long as it doesn't take up too much of her time.
Well, I'd best get back in the lambing shed.
Yes, all right, Bert. Oh, I'll keep my eye on Fly and these two for you, shall I?
All right.
One of the few things I can do to help.
Right, old boss. I
think I might give this concert a miss.
Well, it's for a good cause.
It's debatable.
Shouldn't you be heading back into the lambing shed as well?
Yes, in a minute. Dad, I'm still bothered about Ruth.
What about her?
Well, what we talked about the other day, her getting paid a pittance for working just as hard as everyone else.
You've been through this time after time. You know what I'm going to say before you start.
Dad, it's really getting her down. I know you're going to bring the bungalow up again and how we're getting that rent free and the milk and the logs.
Well, I wasn't, actually, because I'm getting a bit fed up of saying.
Well, even with that, she's still not getting very much.
Well, people don't get paid very much just after they've qualified. Most agricultural students who graduated when she did are still looking for work.
Yes, but she's not most agricultural students. She's my wife and she's part of this business.
Yes, she's part of this business. And the If she wants to have more money, she's going to have to start paying tax. And that's money lost to the family business.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be tens of thousands. Just a token, something to reflect the amount of work she's been doing. Especially at the moment with you...
With me not pulling my weight.
Yes.
I see.
Well?
Well, I think if Ruth isn't prepared to do a bit of extra work from time to time, she's chosen the wrong career.
Oh, Dad, that's not fair.
I've said it before and I'll say it again if I have to. She ought to look to the future. And I don't want to hear any more about it. All right?
When did it start?
This morning. As soon as I hit the road, I had to stop the car and be sick.
But you're all right now.
It sort of comes in waves.
Why don't you take your coat off and try a drop of this soup I made for lunch?
Yeah, I could do.
It might settle your stomach. I'll just warm it through.
That's why I've been so long. You know, there's nothing worse than suddenly wanting to throw up when you're driving along and not being able to find anywhere private to do it.
I can imagine.
Oh, I didn't know what to do with myself. I went into a coffee shop, but that made me feel worse, and I couldn't drive anywhere. Eventually, I just flaked out behind the wheel for an hour or so.
Perhaps you ate something that disagreed with you.
I don't think so.
Or drank it.
It's not a hangover before you start.
Nigel's been looking for you.
Oh, I should have rung him, I suppose.
Do you want me to ring him and tell him you're not coming in?
No, I'll go in after lunch. I feel okay now, ish.
He seemed quite anxious to talk to you about something.
Oh, what?
He didn't say. Anyway, how was your trip apart from that?
Fine. Great. I enjoyed it. Learned a lot. Met some interesting people.
Good.
Oh, she's back.
Hi, Dad.
Hello.
Anything thrilling happened here while I've been away?
Not really.
Well, we bought the Red House farm land.
She knows that.
That happened before I went.
Still can't quite believe we've got it.
There you are, dear. That'll soon have you feeling 100% again. I'll just cut you some bread.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
I feel all... It's come over me again.
What's the matter?
You're not feeling too good. She was sick on the way home.
I can't eat it.
Give it to your father.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
I think I'd better go and lie down.
Go and lie on the couch in the sitting room. The fire's lit.
Right.
Do you want me to ring Nigel?
Oh, yes, if you would.
Oh, dear.
I wonder if it's got something to do with that glandular fever she had that time when she came back from Birmingham.
Does it recur?
Can do. Maybe I should ring the doctor.
Oh, it'll be just a stomach bug. Oh, that reminds me. How is Ruth's lamb doing? Where does she put it?
In the side oven.
Oh, let's have a look at it.
I think Ruth looks a bit under the weather as well, you know. She looked really tired this morning.
Did she?
Is he all right? I've kept giving him a bit of colostrum.
He's dead.
Oh, dear.
I knew she was wasting her time on him.
Oh, Bert's happy.
Yeah. Wish he'd make the rest of us happy and shut up.
Oh, misery, good.
How are you doing?
Oh, there's definitely two of them. One's breached.
Is it?
Yeah, I can feel its teal.
I had another chat with Dad again this morning.
Oh, aye.
About you wanting a rise.
And what's he said this time?
He isn't going to budge, love.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's what I expected.
I'm sorry.
Are you?
Yes. I know how demoralising it is, slogging your guts out every day for peanuts. I used to get paid peanuts. We've all been through it, you know.
So you're saying you understand how I feel, but it's hard luck.
Well, I can see your point of view, and I can see Dad's point of view.
That's it. It's coming.
I don't know what else I can say to him. Tried to talk to him twice. What else can I do?
Nothing. I don't know. Here it is.
He just says the same thing like he told me to tell you about Red House Farm. Look to the future.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, pass the lamb over. I'll put it down here where she can lick it.
Well, that second one she'll be able to manage by itself.
I am sorry.
Is that you sticking to that tiddler, all right?
Good.
Oh, keep me eye on him. Keep him penned up for a day or two.
Right.
What about that little one of yours, Ruth?
Oh, Dad found it dead at lunchtime.
Did he?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, never mind. You tried, didn't you? That's the main thing.
Is it, Bert?
Oh, yeah.
I thought the main thing was being so experienced at farming that you know when to try and when it's not worth bothering.
That's what the boss would say. I always say it doesn't do no harm to try to save them. however helpless I might look. Don't cost nothing, does it?
No, it doesn't cost anything.
Here, you come and hear me sing at the concert.
I expect so.
Who else is doing anything besides you and Dad?
Well, George Barford's playing his cornet. Mrs. Antrobus is doing something with her organ for us all. And there's food laid on.
Yeah, we know all about the food.
Ah, it'll be a good do. Oh, and Eddie, I expect he's doing a bit of something. Somewhere in the company.
I tell you what, love.
What?
You know, talking to Dad has made me realise. I think the reason he's been so adamant about it is that, well, he doesn't want to face the future. He's getting on, he's getting older, he doesn't like that. He's starting to realise that one day he's going to have to hand it all over to us.
Dad?
Do you remember this?
What?
His music. Remember? I played it for you at the interval of The Importance of Being Earnest.
Oh, yeah.
You bought the music. Do you remember? We'd taken Nell into the vets in Borchester because she had kennel cough, and you went to the music shop and you bought these songs without words.
Dad. Dad.
What?
You know when you feel sick and almost everything you can think of makes it all slightly worse?
Well, no, not exactly. Why?
Yeah, well, you playing the piano is making me feel quite a lot worse.
Oh, well, sorry, I thought it'd brighten you up a bit. And I do need to practice.
Yeah, but not now. Did Mum ring Nigel?
Well, I think so. How are you feeling?
Just pretty fed up. As soon as I make my mind up to get up and do something, I feel sick again. But I'm never actually sick, apart from this morning.
Sounds to me as if you've got a bug.
Mm. You've got a visitor.
Hello, Lizzie. Hello, Mr. Archer.
Oh, Nigel.
How are you feeling?
Not too bad, now Dad stopped playing the piano. Oh. You shouldn't have bothered coming up. I'll be fine by Monday.
It's no trouble. I wanted a little chat, anyway.
Phil?
What? I better get back outside. Hobble around on my sticks and offer everyone unwanted advice. I'll see you later, Nigel.
If either of you want a cup of tea, just give me a shout.
Okay.
Thanks, Mum.
How did you get on a little burly?
Oh, fine. And the other places. I had a good time. Till this morning.
Your mother told me what happened. Poor Lizzie.
Oh, I'll be okay.
I saw Cameron last night at Nelson's.
He said he saw you come in. I was on his phone.
Oh, did you ask to speak to me when you were on the phone with him?
No.
I just wondered. I heard him say...
Oh, I asked to speak to Nelson. I was in this really cute wine bar, and I wanted to tell him how much better than his it was.
Oh, well, I suppose he was being honest about that.
Is something the matter?
Look, you know my grant that the Borchester Architectural Trust turned down?
Yes.
It was because of him. He's on the committee.
What do you mean it was because of him?
Well, Caroline told me...
Oh, Caroline. Well, she would, wouldn't she?
She told me Lord Netherbourne had said he spoke against it at the meeting.
Well, he must have had a good reason.
The only reason, Lizzie, the only real reason, is that he's jealous of my being friendly with you.
Oh, rubbish.
It's true. He told me so last night when I asked him. First of all, he said something about it not being one of the most urgent applications.
There you are, then.
And then he more or less told me that it was a warning. And if I saw much of you outside work, he'd use his influence against me.
How?
Like that. It's blackmail, Lizzie. And it stinks. I want you to see exactly what sort of a person he is. He can't spoil our friendship. I might be a lot of useless things, Lizzie, but I'm not evil.
Nigel!
I'm only saying this for your own good. Look, because I'm fond of you. You know that. Please, Lizzie, believe me. It's true. He's bad. He's not what he seems. And he's not good enough for you.
The Archers was written by Sally Wainwright, and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Neil Fraser, and the editor was Vanessa Whitburn.